Here's a tale of two very different cities in our region. A century ago, there were two booming coal towns in the foothills of Mount Rainier, East King County, Black Diamond and Franklin. Black Diamond is booming again today. It's the site of King County's largest housing development. But Franklin took a different path. For KUOW's Region of Boom, Posey Gruner has more.
Franklin, Washington is a ghost town, and Don Mason is its unofficial mayor.
Hey, can all of you hear me?
Back in the 70s, Mason was hiking in the Green River Gorge when he first saw the ruins of Franklin. Ever since, he's been gathering proof that a town once sat on this hillside.
Okay.
And each spring, on the Franklin Ghost Tour, he makes it come alive.
The population here maximum was about 1,000. The town, the houses, and the big mines were up there.
We walk uphill to the town, just like they did in the 19th century. After 10 minutes, we arrive in Franklin. But there's nothing here, really. Just mist and moss and trees. Seeing Franklin is an exercise in imagination. Mason pulls out a picture, wrapped in plastic because of the rain. He points to the photograph, and then to the corresponding place in the forest.
These are all company houses. There's a train there.
Soon, the town comes into
train.
Focus.
There's two trains. If you can see the real...
This flat clearing was a railroad yard. That mossy stone was the hoist of a mine shaft. That tree root is actually a buried cable, the kind that hauled up the coal cars.
I think it's the bottom of a coal car.
Bill Comble wanders away from the tour and kicks at a sheet of rusted metal.
They probably left the coal car here. The wood rotted, and this is what we have left.
Comble knows coal. His family has been mining in this area for generations. His ancestors once mined in this very spot, though he didn't always know it.
Well, it was legend. Your grandmother was born in Franklin when you were a teenager. Oh, yeah, whatever. What's Franklin?
Comble's great-grandparents settled in Franklin in 1887, soon after the town was founded. They made a home and had two baby girls. But they left just a few years later, when the labor strikes began. After they left, a series of calamities struck Franklin. First, there was a mine disaster that killed 36 men and one boy. Then there was a fire that leveled the town. Finally, the death blow.
Franklin died because the coal died.
After World War I, Washington's coal started running out. Prices dropped. Labor struck. The company just couldn't get a profit out of this ground.
Basically, they just decided to pull the plug and shut down Franklin.
First, the company left. Then the miners left, and the shopkeepers, and the school teachers. Then the priest left, and the doctor. In the end, only one family of farmers held out. Finally, they left too. And the town was taken back by the forest. The one clear sign that lives were once lived here is the cemetery.
All right, you're on your own.
Don Mason points the way down a small, muddy path. The cemetery is wild. Alder trees have grown up from between the graves. Ivy curls around moss-covered tombstones. Dozens of young men are buried here. Here and there, the name of a woman or a child. Comble leans in close to read one headstone.
Romulus Monroe Gibson died October 5th, 1895, aged 35 years. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Corinthians 15.
These are the final, forever residents of Franklin. Still here on this hillside, long after the world they knew is gone. From the ghost town of Franklin, Washington, I'm Posey Gruner, KUOW News.